This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
We're here today to put forth a new governing agenda built by listening to the American people that offers a new way forward. Government is out of control in Washington, and we need to rein it in and begin a new drive for a smaller, less costly, and more accountable government. And our pledge to America is that the Republicans stand ready to get it done, and beginning today.
The Republicans who want to take over Congress offered their own ideas the other day. Many were the very same policies that led to the economic crisis in the first place, which isn't surprising since many of their leaders were among the architects of that failed policy.
That's House Minority Leader John Boehner and President Barack Obama talking about the Republican pledge to America. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're going to talk about this issue and the future of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Don't Pursue with Congressman John Shimkus for the final 10 minutes of today's Issues Etc. Folks, you still have 4 days to participate in our Facebook fan page contest. That means we're asking you to invite your Facebook friends to become fans of Issues Etc. at our Facebook page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You do so by sending them a message, inviting them to become a fan. Invite as many friends as you can. Then send us a copy of that message, along with the number of friends that you invited, to contest@issuesetc.org, contest@issuesetc.org. Then 4 days from now, we are going to pick the person with the best invitation to their friends and the person who invited the most friends, and both of them will get a $50 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House. Send your invitation and the number of friends you invited to contest@issuesetc.org. We'll announce the winners this Friday. Congressman John Shimkus is a regular guest here on Issues Etc., and he represents the 19th Congressional District of Illinois. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you. It's been a while.
How much pressure was there from some Republicans when putting together the social issue part of the Republican Pledge to America to exclude contentious issues like abortion and gay marriage?
Well, I think there was concern of that, but then when they unrolled the preamble, which is really a calling out to higher things, and then you have in the preamble, we pledge to honor families, traditional marriage life, and the private and faith-based organizations that form the core of our American values. I mean, that's the beginning of the whole thing, is the preamble. I think then they knew, the social conservatives knew that this document wasn't walking away from first things.
What does this document have to say about abortion?
Well, it does talk, again, in the preamble, it does talk about that life is important in who we are as a governing agenda. So I think most people understand life as being, you know, pro-life from conception to natural death.
You were a part of the 94 contract with America, those that were brought in during that voting cycle. How is this different? Because inevitably, those, and I think the president probably was implicitly alluding to this, inevitably people are going to make comparisons between the 1994 and the 2010 documents.
Well, I wasn't. I got elected in 96, so I was one class after the 94 class. But listen, the contract was really specific on things that, in essence, were passed through the House, all the agenda items. Again, this was different in that this whole agenda project started a year ago when we were out talking to our constituents. Many were at town hall meetings, and the public was saying, "You're not listening to us." So we opened up an interactive website called AmericaSpeakingOut.com. And it's from there that we elicited responses. So I think most of this is developed based upon responses that we collected from the folks. Many times I would try to drive folks to go to AmericanSpeakingOut.com, and what's on the public's mind today and what we could do immediately, that's kind of the whole emphasis of it, was really based upon what they were viewing going on in Washington, which was more spending, more debt, lack of transparency. So you have issues like, how do you get the economy going? How do you get control of the deficit? What do you do on transparency and openness in government? What do you do on national security? A lot of this was built from the grassroots up based upon this independent Tea Party movement that said, you guys aren't listening to us.
How would you respond to critics who say that the pledge to America is nonspecific, especially when it comes to reducing the budget and the federal deficit?
Well, I would say this, again, this was a draft that first of all, I'd always ask people, did you go to AmericanSpeakingOut.com and add your thoughts on what we should do? Because that's kind of what generated this whole issue. And I would say it is a great step to really highlight the differences. If you look at the agenda, it's 180 degrees away from what the Democrat majority has done in Washington, and it is a document. You know, a lot of people were asking, well, where's the Democrats' document? What are they going to pledge to do? They are not going to provide a document. In fact, you can see what they've done based upon their activities.
Last week, a federal judge in Washington ruled against Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that so-called ban on gays in the military that has been in place since the time of the Clinton administration. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I served 5 years active, as you know, as an infantry officer, and 23 in and out of the reserve program. I think you have to go to the commanders in the field who command soldiers even now in battle and elicit their response. And we know of over 1,000 commanders who would not like to change the policy, would like to keep Don't Ask, Don't Tell, in essence, the policy of our military forces, and I support that. Warfare is, there will always be wars and rumors of war, and you have to go to the military leadership, not whatever is viewed as the political winds that are blowing and whatever societal. When you enter the military, you strip away some of those basic rights and freedoms that you have in the civilian sector, and you willingly do it because you are in a voluntary military. This is not a conscript force. So I would plead with the national government and to keep Don't Ask, Don't Tell the law of the land.
What do you think the fate of that policy is actually going to be? Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Don't Pursue.
I think it's a challenge now. That's the importance of people being politically involved and going to the casting votes, and whether it's state judges, in which many states can vote for, or in our process at the national level, a national presidential leader who are strict constructionists that prohibit legislating from the bench. And this is an example, I think, of legislating from the bench.
Finally, then, if it were lifted, this ban on gays in the military, given your military experience, what do you think would be the greatest danger? With about 30 seconds, Congressman.
Well, I'm just concerned about the morale of the men and women who are in combat operations and in combat situations, and if the leaders feel that this is not helpful to morale and welfare and good order, then I think people should be concerned.
Congressman John Shimkus serves the 19th Congressional District of Illinois. Thank you for your time this afternoon, Congressman.
Okay, take care.
Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, even as the month is winding down, is a great devotional resource. Now, when I say devotional resource, you may picture yourself sitting quietly by a lit candle with your Bible open in front of you, in a moment in the evening or the morning or something like that. But it's also one of those kind of things that you can dip into any time of the day. You can put it in your car and use it there. Sometimes Christian devotion, which should be centered upon Sunday morning in the congregation of believers around God's Word and sacraments, can be catch as catch can. And this resource acknowledges that while providing excellent law and gospel devotion every day of the year. It's called God Grant It, Daily Devotions from C.F.W. Walther. If you do not know the theological mind behind this, after reading this book and spending every day with it, you will, and you will appreciate it as well. God Grant It can be found at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order God Grant It, Daily Devotions from C.F.W. Walther, The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for September. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The book is called God Grant It, Daily Devotions from C.F.W. Walther. Tomorrow on Issues, Etc., we're going to talk with Joe Dallas about defining and defending the biblical concept of family. Of course, with marriage under attack and under constant revision and redefinition, you cannot talk about marriage without family. If you redefine marriage, you will redefine family. In fact, we already have redefined the family, so we'll try and define and defend the biblical concept, the biblical definition of family tomorrow with Joe Dallas on Issues, Etc. It's nice to know that one of the parties, our political parties, is saying something in defense of the unborn, in defense of traditional marriage and family. Let's hope they not only say it, put it in writing, but put it into action and eventually, God willing, into law. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.